Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Girl Talk, the Clicky Sticks improv comedy podcast. Each and every Tuesday, the Clicky Sticks crew get together and talk about what it's like to have powers from games.
Oh, I'm sorry, were you doing a thing?
As always, I'm joined by Alex.
Shit, hello. I moved my microphone away to drink.
Liv.
Hello.
And J-Lo.
Hello, that's me.
So, if anyone's just joining us, the way Girl Talk works is all four of these fine, fancy folks have brought a game mechanic from one specific game title. Everyone will discuss what it's like to have these mechanics from that game in real life. And at the end of the show, we decide which power we'd like to have the most. And as always, you can't pick your own because that's just disgusting.
Did you explain that Girl Talk is an acronym?
No, not even a little bit. The word acronym is not in there.
Do you want to do that? Or
I mean, it says games in real life.
It does say that, but like, what if it was me? It would take me till about episode 56 to figure that out.
That's half the fun, figuring it out.
It's got to be a fucking wild ride for those folks.
Oh, boy.
It's like, where are the girls?
When are they going to get to the girls?
Good.
Cool. So, yeah, we're going to go around the room and find out which game and which mechanic people have brought, or power, I should say. J-Lo.
So I guess I bring my girl to the table.
Can you go first?
I can't resist saying that. My game tonight is Sonic 3.
Now, J-Lo, I have written down here that you've brought chili dogs as your power.
I have not brought chili dogs as power. In fact, I don't think those games have chili dogs in them.
Sonic loves chili dogs.
That's a cartoon thing.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
I think it's a Boom thing as well, but Boom's a cartoon. I don't know.
There was one level where you had like a little... It doesn't matter. But my mechanic is actually, what if you had the ability to not die or take pain and you lost all your rings instead? So as long as you got a ring on you, it'll fly off of you and you won't take damage. Or you
won't
die.
What if it's an engagement ring? I don't want to lose that.
Well, don't fall on spikes. But if I have a ring on, I fall in some spikes, it pops off, but I don't feel anything.
I have a question. What if you fall off a cliff?
Well then.
Are there spikes at the bottom?
I eventually
got great question.
Well, you're going to hit the ground. You're going to take some damage, but a ring's going to fall off.
So are you specifically talking about chili dogs?
What?
Or no, are you specifically talking about falling on spikes? Or are you talking about any time you take damage?
Essentially, it's any time you take damage.
In that game, I believe it's damage that would otherwise kill you.
Well, no, any damage. Because any you damage. Lose your ring.
It's any damage. He's
but
right.
That's the same and thing. Any damage will kill you. Sorry, was that too much?
No, it's true. It's 100% accurate.
Fight me.
So when you take damage, the rings pop off. And just like Sonic, you've got about 3-5 seconds to pick them up before they disappear.
Ah, there we go.
So if you do have an engagement, a wedding ring, it'll pop off. But you better be in a state to be able to pick that up.
Quickly. I'd like to call bullshit because you said you fall off a cliff, you take damage, you will lose rings. But Sonic falls off cliffs all the time and just fucking dies.
But you don't see him take damage.
But he just dies. He has a thing where he looks at the screen and goes, oh, and he's dead.
Yeah, but the mechanic that we have to discuss in real life is that when you take damage.
Fuck this whole show.
Your rings fall out,
are the rings actually... Okay. Are the rings like a metaphor? Is it going to be something different?
No, just it is a ring.
I got the perfect answer.
A gold ring.
Just wear a cock ring.
You could wear a cock ring.
And then when it falls up, where's it going to go? In my pants. It's not going anywhere.
Where does Sonic keep all those rings anyway?
Well, the rings...
His cock.
You know how you have your invincibility frames and you can walk through stuff?
Uh-huh.
The rings have that too. So they go through.
Oh, you're fucking right.
Wow, he's thought this through.
You can't
no
just,
shit.
You can't just have a giant bag around you to catch all your rings when you take damage. So you've got to think about it. If you are going to plan to take damage... Can you get that ring?
Jelly, got a question for you.
I don't plan to get knocked off my bicycle, but you know, there's a chance it could happen.
You know what? I think you've fallen off your bike more than anyone I know.
Like 2 times.
I know. It's like not that much, but oh wait, you know, a mate of mine actually was riding through the city in Melbourne.
That's a mistake.
And then, like, yeah, like, no, Dan Swanson, like, in the middle
street. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
I do it. It's a mistake.
And a bird decided to fly, but didn't quite make it. So he literally, like, caught it in his chest. I would have really loved to be there when a bunch of rings just flew out of him when that happened. Like,
murderers start pulling up, picking up all these rings.
Yeah, what the fuck? I said, yeah, I got a question for you.
Sure.
How many rings are you wearing right now?
Me? Zero. So I would die if I took some damage.
Fuck.
Punch him. Just punch him.
I have a question for you. What's going to happen if the only ring that you have on yourself is an Uber ring?
Is it what?
Oh, fuck.
Liv, for the layman in the room, like, no, I know what that is, but like,
could you explain it to the other side of the desk?
Yeah.
A form of contraception that is up inside, like, before your uterus.
Is it a metal ring?
No.
No, it's not metal.
I believe like Sonic's rings are like metal.
Well, I mean,
gold.
If we're talking about rings,
okay, so we have to, yeah.
Dude, it doesn't say it. It's just rings.
It's still a ring.
I don't know. His grandfather forges the rings in one of the cannons.
Fucking more? I mean, what?
Like, technically, my butthole is a ring by slang terms.
Sure.
So do I lose my butthole?
Okay.
Whole butthole.
All right. Well, if you want to get super technical, let's just
and
go
they
with
do.
Finger rings. How about that?
Finger rings.
Well, then I'm fucked.
Okay, jail it. I put burger rings on my fingers.
No, you don't.
I do when I have burger rings.
Oh, yeah, burger rings, sure.
Now, where do you stand on cheezels?
I don't think they're rings. They're cylinders.
Is a ring also, not a very, very short cylinder?
Yes, but it's also round, like a burger ring.
I mean, I could put a toilet roll on my finger too. It's not a fucking ring.
That's right. That's right.
And either is a cheezel or a fucking burger ring.
Burger
ring!
It's in the name! It's in the name!
It doesn't taste like burgers.
Jello, sorry, I'm calming down.
Yeah, no, we need to not yell as much.
Liv?
Yeah. I did have something to say, actually. I'm fine because I wear 4 rings every day.
Well, there you go.
Not right now because I had a shower and I took them off and I'm not wearing jewelry because I'm just doing a podcast. But like, I get up and I get ready for my day and I always put on very 4 specific rings.
Sure.
See, that's great. And you guys are thinking too much about the actual wearing of the rings. What about the ability to be invincible? That is what you're getting here. This is the main thing you want to be focusing on.
This
what would you do with that ability?
But there's just such a catch that I'm not sure I can deal with that.
Okay, you'd rather get hit by a car and die or have this ability to wear a ring, get hit by a car and survive.
I'll take what
you want.
He's not wrong. He's totally not wrong.
Wait till we get to my power. Don't worry about it.
Does each ring have a specific amount of health?
No. So as soon as you take a hit, per Sonic rules, in Sonic 3 especially, the newer Sonics, they fucked it up a bit. But if you take damage, you lose all your rings.
Okay.
Every single one that you're wearing will come off.
And then do I have to get all 4 of them back, say that's the amount that I'm wearing?
Yep.
To
no, you don't have to get them all back. You only need one. As long as you got one ring,
that's all I needed.
You're invincible until you lose it.
Well, that sounds risky. I mean, I'm not accident prone, but this sounds risky.
I don't have any rings. I need to go out and buy rings. But yeah, I'd do it. Yeah, sure. If I could take a hit.
I might just wear an Uber ring.
Sure. Yeah.
Just keep something in me just in case.
I mean, it sounds like he could keep them in his pockets, right?
Well, I'm not so sure how the rules would come in with pockets and backpack. Because, yeah, you could just have a backpack full of rings.
Sure.
As soon as the ones that pop off your hands.
You get pretty buff.
You grab another one out of your backpack.
You'd have to get them stylish, you know what I mean? Like,
you could be the ultimate soldier on the battlefield. It's like, shit, I got shot, put on another ring.
Jello, every time we've done one of these girls, I never have thought, I'm going to go join the army.
Why wouldn't you? You're an invincible killing machine.
What about the Olympics?
Yeah, that's right. Fuck all that.
You run out, you just yell out to your squad mate, oi, give me your fucking wedding ring. I'm taking fire.
It's the most Aussie fucking thing I've ever heard.
Like, and that's the case, you want to weaponize this ability. You just be like, hey, you stock me up with rings, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm Captain America.
Yeah, I'll Captain America that shit.
Yeah.
So you're fucking Captain Bling.
Oh,
no!
Shit! Captain Blingy fucking rolling into battle.
Oh my God.
Tapping fools left and right. And you take a hit, I need a refill. And the dude just fucking pours more rings on you.
You just be a pimp, right?
Well,
then fast forward like 2 years, there's a movie. And the catchphrase is bling bling motherfucker, boom, and then it's just like da 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 da.
Fucking Marvel, the Avengers,
yeah.
Coming soon.
Stanley, somewhere.
Infinity rings.
Oh.
Stanley sitting there somewhere going, man, that's a good idea. Like
that's not bad, Stanley. Actually,
Is that how he talks?
That's actually not bad.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Thanks. I'm not going to try that again.
No, don't. Like, you got one in, you just reach deep.
Everyone who's watching that live.
Well, like, Stan Lee. Oh, fuck.
That's awesome. I'm all about it.
It took a while.
Chili dogs would have been better, but...
I mean, he doesn't have chili dogs.
Well, Jay, let me tell you about chili dogs, because I brought a game today.
You did?
Oh, fuck.
And I brought a game that's very fun for actually three of us in the room. We played a lot of this when we were growing up. Jayla was very fond of it. Some more than others.
I wasn't fond of it because of this mechanic.
Dead or Alive is the series.
Now, but you've put Extreme here.
Yeah, so Extreme was what? The one that came out on Xbox.
No, that was Volleyball.
So it was Extreme. It's gone through some names. It's gone from like Extreme Beach Volleyball to like...
Cam meant to put Ultimate.
Ultimate!
Yeah, you meant to put Ultimate.
Dead or Alive.
Extreme Volleyball Ultimate. 2, and then it's just Extreme now. Extreme Venus or Extreme... There were two. There's a Vita and a PS4
It still has
one.
Three on the end, doesn't it?
I brought Dead or Alive Ultimate.
So the fighting one.
The fighting one.
Okay.
So in that video game, there was an incredible mechanic.
Oh boy.
Where... Liv, you might find this interesting. I don't know if you know about this mechanic. So
in I vaguely know about these games.
In Dead or Alive Ultimate, there are some lovely, lusty ladies.
Lusty or busty?
Busty.
Both. Busty. They,
I want to see your reaction.
They, in the game, they have a physics attached to them.
Yes.
And so... There's a specific mechanic in that game because this game, this is all about mechanics and all about powers. You have the ability to go into the options menu and set your age in that game.
Yeah.
And if you set it to it doesn't mean anything, right?
I think it goes from 1 to 99.
It goes from 1 to 99. Or like
might go from 14.
14 or something like that.
I'd hope so.
And if you set it to 14, the jiggle physics, they don't really do that much. But if you set it to 99, boy, howdy.
You get some fun.
Does it turn Christmas. Into hentai?
No, it just
not quite.
The viscosity.
That's not the
just
right.
Just say
word.
It, Cam. No. That's Cam, not just the right fucking
word.
Say it.
Viscosity is about like lava and shit and liquids.
Stop beating around the bush.
The jiggle physics.
Bounce.
They bounce much, much, much more
and independently.
What if you could control your boobies bounce
with a slider?
With a slider.
That's not where I thought you were going to go. My idea was going to be, and I thought you were a genius until you said that. My idea was, as you get older, you perceive boobs to be more bouncy.
Oh, I see.
So sure. As, you know, a 14-year-old, you're like, it's not moving, not doing anything. And then when you hit 50, 60, 70,
sure.
80, you get up there like, fuck, those things are all over the place.
Well, they kind of are.
They kind of
when
are.
You're that old.
Well, like no, but you perceive everyone else as like you see people walking around. Everyone,
oh, I see, cause
it's a perception thing.
Yeah,
that's
not
hilarious.
A physical thing.
The only twist about this, because I mean, like you know, I don't want to leave people who have testicles out of this equation.
So you're saying the male equivalent
is that you're not?
They said.
I can't
that's
imagine
not a
anything
thing
worse
from the video game.
Look, I'm stretching it out for the sake of the argument.
All right, then.
Come on this journey with me.
Come.
I already have.
So, my follow-up question, Cam, is if I've got some lovely breasts and my slider is at 99,
uh-huh.
Can I actually control them with a bra? Or does just not?
Not even a little bit.
Nope.
Not even a little bit?
No.
So, regardless of what I wear on my area,
huh?
It's just gonna bounce.
On your area.
My area.
Your areolas. It legitimately removes the need for a bra.
Well, if I can control my slider all the way down, you're right. I wouldn't need a bra anymore.
That's right. You just mean they wouldn't move much at all. Go for a run. No bra. Liv, you have something to say?
Yeah, I have a lot of things to say. As the biggest boobs in the room.
Yep.
I have some shit to say.
Everyone clear the room? Just clear. I'm just going to clear the air.
Nah, you already said it. If I could set it to one and not have to worry when I go for a run or go to the gym, then that would be great.
It's fantastic.
That would be amazing because no sports bra works properly. No sports bra 100%. Works like it should unless you pay like $300, which who the fuck is going to do
Who the fuck pays $300 for a sports bra?
I don't know.
Just take your slider down to level one. Yeah, well, we got you covered.
I wish.
That's right.
Unless some 99-year-old man's looking at you and just bouncing anyway, according to Alex.
Perception thing.
Oh, so that's what they see when I go to the gym. Right.
Yes.
Imagine that. You're just walking down the street and all of a sudden they just go boom. Like, fuck, some old man's looking at me.
So,
yeah.
So maybe this is why old people are horny and ogle young ladies.
Here's the thing.
What?
Old people got to fuck too.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
What's
that's
up?
All.
Okay.
They got to fuck too.
I mean, I'd put
they got to get theirs.
I'd put the slider up when I'm in certain situations, that's for sure.
Oh, totally.
Just for fun.
100%.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it would actually be very handy to put the slider all the way
down. I feel
down.
Like you get like 20 minutes, you get tired. You're like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah.
Just, no, like, let's pick a reasonable number, like 20. Come on.
Yeah. See, the slider has advantages of both. No bounce and lots of bounce.
Sure.
Depending on how much you enjoy. J-Lo, by your male equivalent.
If I want to like, fuck with people.
There is no benefit to the slider. Why would I want bouncy balls?
Sorry, I chewed out for like half a second and came back in and J-Lo just said bouncy balls. So I was like,
what's wrong with bouncy balls?
Well, we've disagreed. As a woman, it would be advantageous to have this slider.
Yes.
Because you could have it a bouncy if you feel like it. You want to go for a run, turn it off. But if you're a guy and it applies to your balls, when are you ever in a situation where you want some extra bounce?
99!
Hey, I got a sweet party trick. Check this out.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Alex.
Zip.
So, Alex, whereabouts is, I mean, where are you on the age slider right now?
29. What are 29? We doing?
I mean, he's right. The male balls are pretty much equivalent.
Sure. So where are we in terms of your testicles, J-Lo? Have you ever, I mean, can you assume that you're on the slider somewhere?
Sorry. I wasn't sure if you're on the top half or bottom half.
just opening it up to the room.
Okay.
Just,
go on, J-Lo.
Where do I want to be on the slider?
No, I mean, like, where do you think you're at right now?
Zero bounce.
Zero bounce? Wow.
I'm sitting down. They're not doing anything.
I mean, your testicles.
I was thinking more of an average day-to-day kind of.
Yeah.
Not right now in the exact moment because fucking zero across the board.
I'm usually sitting down doing nothing.
That checks out.
Yep. Liv, your breasticles?
Well, depends what I'm doing, right?
It's true.
That's right.
So
if I was running, I'd want zero bounce.
I'm never at zero, unfortunately.
Fair.
That's just not how the world works.
I'm like at one when I'm sleeping.
Yep.
But then usually day to day, maybe between 20 and 80.
And that's with a good bra.
Or no bra. And depending what I'm doing.
Sure.
Wink. There's a wink for our audio listeners.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
That's right. After this show, we'll show Liv what 99. Level physics.
Fuck, do we have something hooked up that we could probably do that on?
I think so, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, we should try that.
I have an original Xbox copy, I think.
If that's backwards compatible.
Sorry, we'll find a video.
I remember playing that game, Dead or Alive Ultimate. Thank you, Jelly. Where it was just like, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, why the fuck is there a slider in this game?
I have a question. Sorry, I'm raising my hand.
Yeah.
Which one was Ultimate?
It had one, two, and Ultimate. It didn't have three.
Yeah,
so it had all the Dead or Alive except for three available on the Xbox.
But it was one disc, right?
One disc.
Yeah.
And then the other disc was like...
Had one and two on it.
That's right.
Number one was the original that came out on the Saturn?
Yeah,
Dreamcast. Yeah, that was Saturn and PS1. I had that on PS1.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I wonder which one's the port.
PS1, I think.
Sure. Did you remember if it had an age slider?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't think it did though. I think that was a three in innovation. Innovation.
Innovation.
For Dead or Alive 3 on the Xbox.
100%. Now you're both very big fans of the Extreme Beach Volleyball series.
I wouldn't say big. I've played them.
We've played them, yeah.
I haven't, so I feel like I should.
We should do that, but we can't do it on stream because that's banned.
Is that banned?
I wanna say that's not allowed.
I haven't looked.
We should double check that.
Wow.
Because we might have to do that off Twitch.
Like, I mean, maybe.
I'm sure the rules are just like the slider needs to be set at 10,
that's
guys.
What I was going
to
say. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a Twitch policy. You've seen some of the fucking swimsuits they have. They're basically pasties.
Nice.
I always thought that was really funny about like women's fashion, that in that game, the more expensive item was the one with less fabric.
Oh, yeah.
So like the fairy.
That's just like real life.
That's true to life.
The floss outfit was great. Like,
that's how real life works.
Trey expensive. Trey. Speaking of Trey, Liv.
That's a really bad segue.
Yeah. I'm trying out my bad segues.
Trey as in three.
Fucking got him.
Nailed it.
Got him in one.
Good recovery.
Didn't even. Oh.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Improv 101 with Liv. I could save the day.
All right.
Liv, you want to go?
Are you guys ready? The game
Yeah, you like.
You broke my flow, man.
I'm ready for it.
Hey, Liv, what'd you bring today?
I brought everyone's favorite series, Assassin's Creed. Yeah!
So you brought all the Assassin's Creeds.
No, look, I'm going to...
That's a lot of Assassin's Creed.
Which Assassin's Creed did you bring today?
It's been a while since I played, but I'm going to say Black Flag.
All right, the good one.
The one I haven't played.
Sorry, J-Lo.
Correct.
The good one.
It is very good. So that's my game, a very specific game. Mm-hmm. And my mechanic is present in a lot of games, but it's fast travel.
I love it.
Fast travel.
Yep. I mean, there is no downside to fast travel, is there?
Yep, I'm done.
Right.
Well, where would you use fast travel?
Okay. So essentially, in a lot of the games, including this one, you have a map and you have points that you've unlocked.
How do you unlock it?
By going there.
Okay, so you just have to have it.
Only fast travel to a place I've been.
Yes. That's how I'm going to treat it, because that's how the game works. Yep. So you go to a place, in all these games, it tends to be like a monument or something that you kind of get to, and that unlocks that fast travel point.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if I want to limit it to like you having a map and be like, but as long as you know where you're going, just go to your favorite
spot. I feel
like
you should have to have a map of the area. And also, in our connected world of 2017, Google Maps is only a click away.
Yeah, fair.
So fuck it.
Hashtag not sponsored. So
I activate my fast travel by loading up my Google Maps and going.
As long as you can look at the location, you're like, aha, I want to be there. Boop. Oh, I'm there.
Cool. Yeah.
How long is the load
time? But I have to have been there. I have to have been there first.
Yes.
Yeah. Great question, Alex. Great question, Alex.
Yeah.
Look, if you're old school like me, you don't have to have Google Maps. You can have an actual map. And you look at it and you're like, oh, there's little foggy bits that you haven't been to. Because, you can only uncover that. You scratch it off when you've been there. And then you just look at it and you're like, I want to go there. And you touch it and then it helps.
Do I have to travel to like a monument or a specific location in an area? Like for Melbourne, it would be like, do I have to go to Fed Square or Flinders Street Station?
Well, Liv was saying that's probably too restrictive. So as long as you've been there, you can go there.
Wow, that's like anywhere.
So wait, what happens?
Well, you haven't been anywhere.
I'm curious.
Fuck you, I guess.
Wow. I've been enough places that shit would be convenient as fuck for me.
Okay, so wait. What happens?
Yes.
When you fast travel?
Well, you kind of start seeing clouds and fogginess in front of you.
So you trip balls.
Yes.
You go into the Matrix, don't you?
Something like that.
Because there's some enemies that spawn that you get to stab a little bit.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
The Assassin's Creed loading.
In real life, if I wanted to fast travel somewhere,
you stab a digital entity. Yes.
Enemies coming up. It's digital now?
You're hallucinating.
You're just on the ground. This is real life. Yeah, I don't want to hallucinate enemies coming up and trying to fuck with me.
You can hallucinate whatever you want. Assassins are crazy.
No, in that Assassin's Creed Black Flag, you said the enemies come up.
Like, don't know about Black Flag. Sorry,
they're not real.
I know, but wouldn't it fucking like...
It's like a training screen.
This is real life, yo.
Wait, it's like a training screen.
So what if like it was for training for me? Be like, hey, sit down on this computer and write a script. I'm like, oh, fuck. You mean I got to do work while I'm fast traveling? Also, how long is the fast travel time?
I mean, in the game, it takes a few seconds. I don't know. Like,
fuck yeah. Here to Europe in a few seconds. I'm done.
Alex, you know what? I'm going to say.
Alex, how good's your hard drive?
How good is my
hard
drive?
That's how fast you travel.
I mean, if it's an SSD, I'm all right. But up here, it's not so great. Probably slower than my computer now.
Well,
that's a solid 7,200 RPM. Maybe.
On a good day?
On a good day. Let's talk about 3,200. Oof.
Yeah. I'm more USB.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if we limited it to just place like monumental places you've been to.
Okay.
So, in the CBD of Melbourne, you would have places like Fed Square and the train stations and maybe the main shopping strip like Bourke Street.
The Chrysler Building, Empire State.
Yeah, it makes sense to me to have like a monument or a point of interest.
I'm fine with it being that, not just like a very specific GPS coordinate.
Sure. I want to go to First and First right now. Actually, that's a pretty good.
That's a great monument. A
pretty good monument. There's a photo of us at First and First that I quite like.
So as a person who has been to 30 countries, I'm very happy about
this. You're done. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, all you need to do is travel once and then fuck the airlines because you're like, all right.
Shit, what have I been doing all this time?
Peace out. I'm in fucking Germany now.
So
I haven't been to fucking Poland before, but guess what? I'm going to hop a train. Now I've been to Poland. Great, done. Back to Melbourne.
So what's the entire economy of airplane travel would just crumble in a day.
Nothing would make me happier.
You still need planes to get to the location.
For the first time.
It would be
a much more niche market, I think.
Holy shit.
Or like purists that would do it.
I mean, this is about it. What's happening in real life?
Okay,
or are you
about
the only person with this power?
Yeah, I was about to. I have a question about the whole point of Girl Talk. Are we making this available to every single person? Or if it's just me specifically, if
that's
I
a great question.
The way we
that's
talked about question. It was like, it's well, for the rings, it's like everyone has rings and that's just the thing. But for boobs, like it's very,
very
personal.
The level 99 slider.
Level 99 slider, not boobs.
It's personal scenario. Specific.
Whatever scenario.
I would like to not see the airline industry crash and burn because they're my favorite transport.
See, I think it is relevant that in that game, that mechanic is only available to you
to that one
as
person.
Far as you know it.
Or the other assassins.
Oh, which other assassins?
I forgot to tell you guys about my career change. I no longer work in a hospital and I'm killing people for money.
So really the opposite of what you did before.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you guys.
Putting people in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had this power, would you live in Melbourne?
Doesn't matter where the
I live.
That's it.
Yeah.
You could live anywhere in the
my
world.
My home base would be here.
Yeah. Well, would you live here, though?
I mean, that's the thing. It's like if the power happened tomorrow, I'd probably still live here. If I gained this power.
See, I'd go tomorrow. Move to fucking Canada.
Totally.
And then when I need to go to work, teleport to Australia, go to my job.
But see, now here's the thing. Let's talk about time zones.
It's still doable.
Are you working from 9 p.m. till 9 a.m. in Canada time?
You
like, what
be,
the fuck?
I'd make it work.
Yeah.
Said by a man who's made it work before.
Yes.
Go on.
Yeah, totally. And every time you, like, go somewhere, you'd be like, oh, man, my body doesn't understand what's going on because I'm in the fucking every hemisphere every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I've been tripping balls while people try to attack me, fucking hallucinating the entire way between here and there. Like,
sounds awesome.
Sounds great.
Sounds like you put yourself through a fuckload of
stuff.
Sounds
like you want to just be
that's
sparing
like
with it.
That's what you do when you go on long haul flights anyways.
That's true. Actually,
that's
I did
true.
A fuckload of long haul flights.
I could work wherever I wanted to, live wherever I wanted to, and I'd be where I needed to.
I don't think I would use it to commute.
You wouldn't?
Excuse me. I don't think I would use it to commute, but I think I would use it for like weekends and shit.
Yeah, sure.
Just go for a weekend trip to Paris.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, okay, so here's the problem though. You can only do it on your own.
There is no problem.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
No,
that's
wait,
how I did like my first lot of
okay.
traveling.
Alex has been places.
Yeah,
Alex
we'll go. We'll go. We'll hang
well,
out.
Well, wait, no, but I mean, it's either everyone
or just you.
Or it's just you.
Well, it's just me. Fuck you guys.
Nah, fair. Fuck you guys.
Correct answer. Correct answer. Alex.
Hello.
Did you bring us a girl this
week? I brought a girl. I brought Max from Life is Strange.
Hey! Cool.
That game's all about time travel.
It is.
It's like one of my favorite things ever. And in that game, the character you play as, Max, can rewind time to an extent.
Okay, so how does that work? So like it's a, I'm playing for the audience. I know exactly how it works. So what's the deal with it?
So what's the deal is like you are talking to a conversation with Liv and you're like, Liv, and you have like a speech tree thing like we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick one. And the person reacts badly, they're like, fuck you. And you're like, oh, that's bad. Rewind time. Let me choose a different speech option that will be more appealing to them.
So it only happens in dialogue. I can only go back in time.
No. You can go back in time whenever you want.
Okay.
but only up to say what, 5-10 minutes in that game?
Dude, I don't think it's that.
Like, I don't think it's that. Like, there's one.
It's like a minute.
I want to say there's one where it goes back quite a ways.
And she gets like a nosebleed and blacks out.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like
she ends up on another side of the planet and someone's been attacking them.
It's physically taxing for you to do it to the point where it causes you to fucking aneurysm or something.
Yeah.
So you can only go 5 minutes.
Wait. Sorry, hang on a second.
Sorry.
I'm going to have an aneurysm?
You're not going to. If you do it too much, you're going to get a nosebleed and feel shitty.
Jesus Christ.
So, like, yeah, there's a downside.
Are you like 11 from Stranger Things?
Kind of.
Whoa.
Does the fatigue really come from the number of times I use the power or the duration? It's
the duration. Okay. So if you want to jump back 30 seconds and ask me that question as many different ways you want, you can do that. And I would have no idea because
what a good pitch.
Perception of time is weird. But yeah, if you wanted to just go back 30 seconds over and over again, that's fine. It's if you wanted to go back like 2, 3, 4 minutes, you'd start feeling shitty.
I mean,
so you couldn't undo this podcast. Ha fuck you. But
shit.
Wouldn't you just get really bored of every conversation? Because,
well,
I mean, you'd have all the right answers, right? Well, yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have the answers, would you? If someone says, hey, what's 75 times a million? You wouldn't be like, well, I can probably figure that out.
75 million, by the way.
You could like sit there and like, you're not going to get any smarter. You're just going to have more time to think about it, right?
Well, it depends what you want to use the power for.
You're going to have infinite time to think about.
You can watch. You can go watch the Melbourne Cup. Find out who wins. Go back in time before the race started. Put in your bet.
That race is actually pretty long. I don't know if you could get in that far.
Fine, the lotto. Like, I'm pretty sure that closes as soon as the balls drop. So you could watch that.
Back to balls dropping.
Last I don't know. A minute.
I really don't know. Like I feel like it's
you could use it to gamble easily.
What's the quickest turnaround?
Yeah,
of like
poker. No, no, poker.
Roulette wheel.
Or roulette.
True. Roulette wheel has probably the best odds.
There you go.
And that's the shortest amount of time to go back.
Fuck, it'd be so sus though.
Be sus as fuck.
Wow, you just got 6 numbers in a row.
Yeah. Gotta go. Bye. Let it ride.
Fast travel to Vegas. It's all coming together.
Yeah. Well, it's when the security guards come up. You're like, okay, now I need to go back a couple of wheel turns.
No, you can fast travel.
That's what you do. Do the roulette. Fast travel to Vegas. Turn the slider up to 99. Forget what J-Lo said. Having a great day.
Yep. What? What
was yours again?
Titties.
What, my power? Yeah.
Riggs!
Chili dogs? Riggs, that's right. Riggs. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Look,
personally, the first thing that came to my mind when I heard your power would be Orca J-Lo teenager wants to ask out a girl. It's too afraid to do it.
Yeah.
But now I've got the ability to turn back time when I fuck it up.
I'm pretty sure that's something that happens in Life is Strange, the video game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You get to ask someone out.
You ask. I think you do ask someone out. I mean, that's like half that game is going up to someone being like, hey, fuck you. I don't like that. Well, hang on. Maybe I shouldn't tell them.
That would be the most fun, right? You go up to your boss and just be like, you are a... Rewind. I will
get so much frustration out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking useless piece of shit. Whoop. Okay, can I get a raise? Nope. Whoop. Well, see ya.
Could you like just punch someone in the face?
Over and over again?
Hell yeah. Do whatever you want. Yeah.
Except you're great. Here's the thing. Like, you're not affected by the time travel, though, so your knuckles are going to get fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's right. You just grab a gun.
Whoa.
I mean,
fuck.
That's where that game goes, but okay.
Fuck, I don't need to play this game. It's my life, apparently.
Is that where real life goes?
Is that the way real life goes? Always ends up with a gun somewhere. Yeah. Like,
that's how that game goes.
I can't answer this question. Bang.
At some point, someone gets shot in that game. You bring them back to fucking life.
Yeah. There you go.
That game's all right.
It's a great game.
It's actually a pretty good game.
What happens if I press this?
Don't.
See, now I have a lot. I make a lot of mistakes in my life, Alex.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you that right now.
You have no idea.
Yeah. Like 3 a day. Thousands. Okay. Like, 75 times a million? Like, it's
75,000 million. What are we doing?
75 million.
Quick maths.
No. I think I would die from an aneurysm.
Really? You want to go back that far?
Or abuse it too much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you live with your knowledge.
I've said some dumb shit. Yeah, you live with your knowledge.
You live with the knowledge of everything.
Of everything. I've done some dumb shit. Go on.
Read the chat, Cameron.
Ugh.
Like getting your hair cut, rewind that shit. It took too long. It'd be worth a nosebleed.
It'd be worth a fucking deadly aneurysm.
Shit.
What was the question?
Sorry. All right, okay. So, I don't want to spoil the game, but the ending is a little...
Oh, the ending goes some places. You're places, right, actually. Yeah. Are you saying that like you can only use it for a few months, hook up with your girlfriend,
yeah,
and then at the end, a whale comes and crushes you?
Yeah.
Huh.
The thing that she's doing by rewinding, yeah, all the time is breaking the fabric of space and time.
Of course.
Spoilers for Stranger Things. Spoilers for Life is Strange, by the way.
She's very much like Eleven.
A little bit like Eleven. If Eleven had time travel powers, she does.
Telepath.
Got him.
Yeah.
So is that just like, we're just ignoring that bit? We're just going with the...
I mean, if you ignore it, it might come back and do bad things to you. We'll have to see in Life is Strange 2. That's coming out, right?
I think so.
I don't know.
Let's hope.
Spoilers.
Someone call Square Enix.
Get him on the job. That's all I've got. But you know what? The show's not over.
Wow.
This is the part of the show where we have to decide which power you would actually want in real life. And as always, don't forget, you can't pick your own because that's disgusting. So we had Rangs.
Rangs.
Drop Rangs.
Sonic Rangs.
From Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Knuckles. We had Dead or Alive Ultimate, level 99 boobs. We also had Assassin's Creed with Black Flag with fast travel. And we had Life is Strange with the rewind life mechanic, but eventually destroy the entire universe.
So there's a clear downside to one of them. And really, like, having those boobs would be just painful.
But yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah.
Well, look, I'm going to take the rewind life mechanic because I could document that, hey, if you piss me off, I'll destroy the fabric of space and time. Do what I say.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I won't have to rewind.
Don't make me rewind.
Don't make me die from a fucking brain injury. Help. Oof. Okay. Jello's in.
Every time I turn around, your nose is bleeding. I'd be like,
you did it again, didn't you?
What the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. That was the fun thing about that game was like she had to try and prove she had time fuck up powers, but because of causality, she couldn't.
Yeah.
There was no way for her to prove that
she had all going back in time to kill Hitler.
Fair.
Yeah, she could never prove it because when she changed something in the past, people were just like, no, that's how it's always been.
It's fair.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Liv, what would you do?
Go on.
We all know the answer to this one.
Oops.
Yep.
Yeah.
Noise.
Wow.
Well, I'm hoping that it's not just level 99.
You have a slider. Yeah, yes, okay. That's right.
That's it. That's good. Yep. I want to go about my daily life without...
You don't want the full 99 level.
Yeah, no.
Because when they upgrade those...
I'd try it once.
When they upgrade those physics mechanics, they start to move independently.
That's fine. Yeah. I want to be a hentai. It's fine.
I feel like you would try it on date nights and stuff like that. Just be like, hey, check this out. 99.
Can we get a sound bite for whatever anyone follows off of? follows us of just Liv saying, I want to be hentai. Alex, what would you do?
Fuck. I should have been thinking about this while you guys were talking it, and I haven't been thinking about it.
I got my answer.
All right. Well, why don't you answer first? I just thought of my answer.
All right. You know what?
Fast travel.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, good.
The boys.
Okay, I would take fast travel because if I have to hallucinate and some people are trying to attack me every single time because that's canon
that's
I chose.
That's basically plane travel.
It's just a hyperbolic time chamber. I'm just going to be getting stronger every single time I fast travel somewhere, beating the shit out of people, getting a workout, and then land on the other side of the planet and be like, I need that!
Yes, you'll be very good at fighting pirates.
Yeah.
That's perfect when you're going to London.
Bring them on.
London's full of fucking pirates and people that want to knife you. You get fucking out knife them first.
That's right.
Mate.
Oh, yeah.
Oi.
Why would you take the fast travel?
Fast travel? Because that's just fucking easy as shit. that's just like no more spending money on plane travel.
That's
no more
true.
Fucking around with
that's
that horse shit.
So expensive.
Planes are fun, though.
Planes are fun.
Planes
but like,
are not fun. Here's the thing. Okay. They're not fun, though.
Unless
fun
you've gone everywhere. You're still going to be able to take planes. You've been to 30 countries out of what, 100 and something?
Yep.
So there's still places for you to travel to physically.
True.
But if you have the ability to go back in time like me, you can get rich and do it all in first class.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Or like, All I just not spend the time.
For everyone listening at home, Jaylee flipped off everyone in the first.
We know that first class really is just fast travel, right? That's the firstest of classes.
I read a headline today that says the men that travel first class are heavier than men that don't travel first class. But the opposite is true of women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to do it today, folks.
Nah, they just got the level 99 tits.
Hey.
Wanted to, obviously, Liv, winner this evening. Everyone picked your power.
Or, well, not everyone.
By everyone, you mean half of the room.
Half of the room. You won. That's all you need. Picked your power.
Thanks.
That's going to do it for today, folks. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for this week's Girl Talk.
And hey, Cam, I think you win the booby prize.
Oh, shit.
Thanks. He always wins the booby prize.
Wow. Wow.
Be sure to tune in and see this live every Tuesday, like most people are right now, on twitch.tv/clickysticks. And if you're watching this, feel free to subscribe down below. There you can check out Girl Talk on your favorite podcast platform. We're everywhere, actually everywhere. And every single interaction just like this helps us make more cool content.
For you.
You can follow us on Twitter at clickysticks.com/crew. All of us are in there, even the clickysticks Twitter account. And as always, thank you very much for joining me this fine evening, Alex.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Liv.
Thanks.
And Jayla.
I just want some rings.
Fuck, let's get some rings. We'll see you all next week for another episode of Girl Talk.